Polish President Lech Kaczyński is currently in the Czech Republic for a two-day state visit. His Czech counterpart, Václav Klaus, presented Mr. Kaczyński with the country's highest honour, the Order of the White Lion. As well as bilateral relations, both heads of state have been discussing the European Union, a point on which they have much in common, as two of the most Eurosceptic leaders in the bloc. Christian Falvey has the story.
Polish President Lech Kaczyński's arrival in the Czech Republic on Thursday marked the first state visit of 2010, and he was received with the highest of accolades by a kindred political spirit, Czech President Václav Klaus, who Mr. Kaczyński in turn recognized for the close relations the countries enjoy.
Today I am here in Prague, in a country that has, in recent years, become our very close ally, closer than ever before. I have done what I've been able to do to that end, but it would not have happened without the assistance of your president and your government. I think we have been able to do good work together, but that needs to continue.
If there is any doubt as to what has been one of the main factors in tightening relations between Poland and the Czech Republic in recent years, President Klaus, in bestowing the honor, highlighted his appreciation for an ideological ally.
I have awarded President Kaczyński the highest order of this country, and I'd like to say once again that I'm convinced it's in the right hands. We respect Mr. Kaczyński, we respect his standpoints and opinions, and we respect the courageous way in which he presents them. I believe that he's done very much towards achieving the outstanding level of Czech-Polish relations today.
Those standpoints and opinions are very much about democracy in the European Union, with both leaders opposed to what they see as an unfair weight granted to larger members, and the difference between unification in Europe and centralization. Aside from a single sticking point residing in Mr. Klaus's strong support for Russia, the presidents were also united in a sharply critical stance on the EU's relief effort for Haiti, which Mr. Kaczyński sees as meaninglessly below par, and Mr. Klaus blames on the EU's post-Lisbon framework.
We're in a very peculiar in-between period in which the institutions of Europe are starting to look for and starting to define their tasks. There is no doubt that had the situation in Haiti occurred 1 year ago, then the presiding country, the Czech Republic, would have acted very intensively, as would the European Commission. Now there's a new situation, and hardly anyone has acted at all.
Poland awaits presidential elections in 2010. Surveys show Mr. Kaczyński with little hope, and the president himself has refused to say whether he will even run. His current state visit to the Czech Republic, on which he is also meeting with PM Jan Fischer and the mayor of Prague on Friday, may therefore likely be his last.
That report was by Christian Falvey.